Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Texter earlier in the show asking if there's a chance that Eli Holstein doesn't start on Saturday. We will talk Pitt in the next hour. Stephen Thompson of the Post-Gazette will join us in roughly 30 minutes, and we'll get into the Panthers and the Nittany Lions in the 8 o'clock hour. Joe Smeltzer of Nittany Sports Now coming up at 8:45. Right now, it's still Steelers talk. And before we get into Jolie and I's version of the bye week, punt or go for it, let's go out to the fan hotline. Pittsburgh Phil checking in. What's up, Phil?
Jack, my buddy, my cousin from Seattle was right. You know, both Seattle teams won that night. And then we got a win. I told you you can't bet Carson Wentz as a favorite. He's not a good favorite, Jack.
I'm not upset about being wrong. I just had no faith in the Steelers to be able to hold up with that offense, and I was wrong. Keanu Benton played one heck of a game. The defense flew around to the football, and for once, Phil, they played like the highest-paid defense in the league, which was a sight for sore eyes.
That's not why I called you. I called you because the guy you just had on is absolutely wrong. They are not a B+. They're a C at best. I don't care if they're 3-1. They could play way better than they're playing. That's number one. And number two, this team right here has to win that game on offense. Forget about it. If they tell you anything different, they're wrong. They have to win that on offense.
What do you mean? Like, what are you referring to? Like, the offense has to, like, be able to go down the field and win them games? Or
I'm talking about the last play of the game, when they punted. They have to go for that. They have to go. Aaron Rodgers says we have to win that on offense. He's right. We have to win that on offense.
Phil. That not the goal line play. When there was 12 seconds remaining in the game, when they punted it into the end zone, they were at the 40-yard line.
No, I'm saying when it was time for them to punt or get off the pot, they needed to go for that. That's what they needed to do.
I don't think we're talking about the same play, Phil.
Yeah, we are. Oh, you guys are talking about a different play.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No. You're talking about when they ran it on fourth down with Kenneth Gainwell and didn't score?
Yes.
We were talking about the final offensive play that the Steelers ran with 12 seconds left and no timeouts, and Corliss Waitman, instead of trying to cough and corner it, just punted it straight into the end zone.
Well, the 15 yards, what difference did it make?
Yeah. That's what we were talking about. No, we didn't get into, I agree with you. Yeah, they needed to punch him in the mouth and go for the knockout punch. That I am in wholehearted agreement with.
Okay, so I was a little mixed up.
No, you're all good. That's why productive conversations, Phil, are had. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I just got to say, you know, we have a lot of room to improve. You know, B+ is a real high rating in the NFL. I like what he does. I guess he's a pretty good writer or whoever he is. But, I mean, B+. You know who B+ is? Detroit. B+ is Philadelphia. Or an A-. not the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're a C. We're getting a little bit better each week.
All right, Phil, thanks for the call, man. Yeah, I'm not going to go as low as a C for a team that's 3-1, and the Eagles are not a B-plus team at 4-0. They're an A-plus team at a 4-0. It doesn't matter. Again, results matter, and I think a B-plus grade is fair because I think a B-plus grade takes into account that the Steelers need to do things better, but at the same time of needing to do things better, they are 3-1. B, maybe a little bit. B plus might be just a slight too generous. B might make more sense, but I'm not going to cause a fuss for Chris Halleck, who does a phenomenal job covering the Steelers. If you miss Chris, rewind it, listen to our chat. Covers the team for DK Pittsburgh Sports. I'm not going to split hairs and say that he's incorrect for calling a team that's 3-1 a B-plus heading into their bye week. Because results do matter, and the Steelers have won more games than they've lost. They're 3-1. We can nitpick later on. But for right now, bye week punter, go for it. Jolie's going to bring us some takes. We will agree or disagree. Jolie, my only request before you get going, I don't even have to get it out of my mouth. There he goes. That's why he's the best damn producer in the land. Joel Nelson. All right, punter, go for it. Take number one. Fire away, sir.
DK Metcalf's career high in receiving yards is 1,303. Through four games, he's at 261. Does DK Metcalf set a career high in receiving yards? Does he essentially get 1,300 or more? He's currently at 261.
What is it, 1,000?
1,303 on the dot.
260. He's at a 65-yard-per-game pace. And if he keeps up, he's at 1,100 yards. I'm going to punt. I'm going to say he slightly improves the yards-per-game number. Even if it's 75 yards a game through 17 games, that's 1,275. So I think he's on pace for somewhere in between 1,100 or 1,200 yards. And what was the year he had the career high? Is that with Russ? Was that with Russ?
That's a great question. I would think so.
What year was it? Or am I putting you on the spot? I apologize.
Try and find it.
What, DK Metcalf eclipsing his career yards per game with Aaron Rodgers.
It was with Russell Wilson because it was 2020.
And that was like MVP Russ that year.
Pretty much.
Aaron Rodgers is not as good as Russell Wilson was in 2020. For that, I'll say no. But he will definitely eclipse 1,000. And if you ask me to bet on him getting to 1,100 receiving yards, I would say he does. But I will punt on career high. What's next?
A less productive pass catcher so far. Pat Freiermuth, 65 yards on the year. Only one catch across his past two games. Now, obviously, it can't get any worse than this, but would you punt or pass on saying that Pat Freiermuth can begin to break out a little bit, or is it more towards, is he, you know, is this one of those, is what he is
so
for the rest of the season?
I love Pat. I love Pat as a guy in that locker room. I love Pat as a player in the league, and I think he has a lot to bring to NFL rosters. Because I think that, I think you'll see Pat Freiermuth improve exponentially. I think a lot of people are, again, you know, it's the business and it's the fandom and it's having hot takes. I think people are quick to jump to conclusions, and quick to make something, I don't want to call it something out of nothing, because he's only been targeted 3, 4, and 3 times through the first three games, was not targeted at all. Pat Freiermuth is not in the doghouse. Pat Freiermuth is not getting passed up on the depth chart by Jonnu Smith or Darnell Washington. He didn't play as much against Minnesota because Pat's not a great run blocker. And the Steelers' game plan, plain as day, black and white, was to run the dang ball, Bert. Sandra Bullock in the blind side. So if you want to run the football against a team like Minnesota, who was banged up on defense and was easily able to run the ball against, Pat Freiermuth doesn't equate into that for catching passes because there's only one football to go around. And if you're going to place a heavier emphasis on running the ball than normal, the targets are going to go down. And you're not going to see Pat on those plays anyway because he's not as good of a run blocker as a guy like Darnell Washington or Jonnu Smith.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So, pump the brakes on the Pat Freiermuth concern. He'll be okay. So, I'll go for it there. Pat Freiermuth, he'll be fine. Is he going to have maybe as good of a year last year? No, maybe not. I mean, he was banged up in 23 last year with Art Smith, 7 touchdowns. I don't think he gets to 7 touchdowns and 10 yards of reception. But he'll have a nice little year for himself. And we're not going to be questioning the Pat Freiermuth contract extension and how much money he's making by the end of the season. I have faith in that.
Number three. So the Steelers already basically in need of that important wide receiver too. Calvin Austin is down for the next handful of games. Do you trust the Steelers' plan with their wide receiver group come the trade deadline or a little bit before the trade deadline? We're into the nitty-gritty of the final month of the season. Do you have trust that they will improve it, or do you think it'll end up staying where it is?
So, as far as names that have been tossed around to get dealt at the deadline, one of them had a horrible injury last night. That was Tyreek Hill. I thought that was feasible. If the Steelers, and there are reports that they want to go out and make a big time splash, the Dolphins stink and Tyreek wanted out of Miami. I thought that was a much more realistic option than somebody tossing out AJ Brown. But that takes a big time option off the table. Jacoby Myers was not happy. Chris Olave, the Saints stink. And Jerry Jeudy, they're throwing out. Now, that's not going to happen because it's in the division. But there are better wide receivers that could potentially be traded than the Steelers just ending up with Mike Williams last year. They're going to try. The trade deadline is November 4th. Let's take a gander at the Pittsburgh Steelers schedule. November 2nd. They play Indianapolis. So assuming that anybody traded on the November 4th deadline would be available for the Sunday game against the Chargers on Sunday Night Football, November 9th. The Steelers will play 4 games from now until the trade deadline. Cleveland, Cincy, Green Bay, Indy. The only road game is at Cincinnati. They could win all 4 of those games. And at the very least, I think they go 3 of 4. So let's just say for the sake of argument, they are 6-2 going to Los Angeles on Sunday, November 9th, or heading into the trade deadline. They're going to trade for a wide receiver, just like they did last year. So yeah, if the question is, are they going to get somebody better than Mike Williams? I'll go there. I'll go for it there.
Okay, well, It just so happens that number four, will the Steelers go 3-1 over their next four games?
I stole your thunder,
Jolie. I guess
Jolie.
The bet has been made on that one.
If you would have told me on September 6th, before the Steelers season began, about this specific four-game stretch out of the bye, I would have said 2-2 is more likely because I don't like a Thursday night game in Cincinnati. That was obviously before Joe Burrow got hurt. Jake Browning stinks. Jake Browning is, like, I go back and look at the Steelers' backup situation when Ben would go down. Like, Charlie Batch was good enough to get Mike Wallace the football. Michael Vick in those couple games was good enough to get AB the ball. Batch and Leftwich to get Heath Miller in space. Like, those guys were serviceable enough to get the playmakers the Steelers had on the offense the football. Jake Browning cannot find Ja'Marr Chase if Ja'Marr Chase was 30 feet tall. It is bad. So I think they'll definitely win on Thursday in Cincinnati. Well, I shouldn't say definitely because they lost to freaking Ryan Finley.
I was just going to mention that. But any vibes related to that?
This Bengals defense is really bad too. The only way that the Browns beat the Steelers coming out of the bye is if it's like 6-3 or 10-7 because the Browns offense is non-existent. Honestly, the one that scares me more than scares me the most is Indianapolis. I have faith in Aaron Rodgers to be able to come out and beat his former team in primetime in Pittsburgh, even though the Packers look really, really good. And Micah Parsons against the Steelers offensive line scares me. The Steelers are going to lose one of those two games. And I think the likelier one that they lose is Sunday at home against Indianapolis and not Green Bay. So to evolve that into maybe a spicy little take for you, if they're going to lose one of those games, it's going to be to the Colts.
Interesting. I would have thought it would be
Danny Dimes, man.
I don't know. I would have said the Cincinnati game just based on like those 20-20 vibes when they played Ryan Finley, like
sure,
you were talking
but
about.
The Bengals defense is just too darn bad.
But the Bengals find a way to, I don't know, 16-14. If I had to make a pick for that four game stretch. All right. Lastly, the all important question.
Uh-oh.
Do the Steelers win the AFC North? Given the, you know, Lamar Jackson.
Well, if it's punt or go for it, is the statement that the Steelers will win the AFC North?
Correct. Yes. Are they or are they not?
I will punt. It's looking, I mean, as a fan, you're licking your chops right now. The Bengals will not get Joe Burrow back until they might be like 6-9 or 5-8, something putrid. The Browns will have a worse record by that point. And I'm kind of piggybacking off of Chris Alec here. I am not losing faith in the Baltimore Ravens at 1-3. They've got holes, but once Lamar Jackson becomes healthy, like they will be, even if they are 2-4 heading into their bye week, I think they'll beat Houston at home next week, and then they play the Rams at home on October the 12th before they hit the bye. It's not out of the realm of possibility to say they get to 3-3. I think those are two winnable games for the Ravens. But for the sake of argument, they're 2-4. They still have to play the Dolphins, Cleveland one more time, the Jets, the Bengals twice, the Patriots, and the Bears. Those are seven games where the Ravens, top to bottom, have the better roster hands down. You could even make that case for when they have to face the Steelers twice as well. But between Chicago, Miami, I'll throw Minnesota out of this discussion, assuming maybe J.J. McCarthy comes back by that point. But Chicago, Miami, the Browns, the Bengals twice, the Jets, and the Patriots, they win those seven games. And that is all in a time frame in which the Steelers, for the last seven seasons, have had three-game losing streaks post-Thanksgiving. The Steelers, let me repeat that. For seven consecutive seasons, the Steelers have had a three-game losing streak somewhere. And for five of those seven seasons, it's come after Thanksgiving. Team was 10-3 last year. I'm not ruling out a collapse, and I'm not ruling out a Ravens bounce back. I don't think the Steelers win the AFC North. It's the safe pick. It's not the juicy one. It's not the sexy one. But I don't think the Ravens are as bad as 1-3.
If the Steelers had beaten the Seahawks and the Steelers would be 4-0, does that change your opinion at all? That one more game?
No, because I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the Ravens beat the Steelers twice. I need to see more out of the run defense. Like, so Derrick Henry had a lackluster game against the Chiefs, right? He was not the leading rusher for the Ravens. Justice Hill was. That was unlike the Ravens' rushing attack. The Steelers finally had a good run defensive game against the Vikings. The thing that's less likely to stay consistent is that Derrick Henry continues to fall off. I need to see more out of the Steelers' run defense for the next several weeks to think that they could legitimately beat the Ravens. They're going to have to beat them at least once to win the AFC North. And I need to see more out of the Steelers' run defense before I jump to that conclusion. Thank you, Jolie.
Thank you, Folsey.
Let's grab a call because our man Johnny up in Farrell has been patient. Johnny, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Jack?
How are you?
Hey, I need help with two plays, man, from the Steelers game.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
The one is at the two-minute warning right before it, at the end of the game, why did Tomlin run the ball? Did he think the clock would still run after the two-minute warning? Like, honestly, like, that was a perfect time to run a play action. The defense was just ready to walk off the field. You could have done a play action, go deep right there, game over.
Yeah, one of the things, and it happened with the decision to go for it on fourth down. Like, there are things that deteriorate with age, especially with quarterbacks, and that's their ability to stay healthy and their ability to move. What doesn't deteriorate is the arm, the mind, and the confidence. And Aaron Rodgers has all three of those still. Mike Tomlin needs to learn to have a little bit more faith and confidence in Aaron Rodgers. And Mike's just hasn't been used to it, right? I mean, think of the putrid quarterback play they've had that he has had at his disposal since prime Ben. So I think Mike is just used to, you know, not having that guy, that figure at quarterback, and needs to get back to having that faith and being used to having a guy there that's just not, you know, Mitch Trubisky or Kenny Pickett.
Absolutely, and you're kind of starting to prove my point about the no huddle hurry up, just let Aaron run it. But anyway, the second play is that interception by Pierre, man. When Greg Olsen said that they married images together to come up with one. No. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't marry images together and come up with one in your brain and say, oh, well, if you put this image with him bobbling and time it with this image, his foot, which you can't see, had to have been up and then go out of bounds.
Are you, you're talking you about like for that. Replay review?
Yeah, when they overturned Pierre's, that could have won the game right there.
Johnny, that's the whole point of having multiple camera angles to be able to.
But you never could see his foot. You could never see his foot from the angle you saw the bobble. They had the Mary images is what they said. And guess that his foot had to be out while he bobbled. There's no clear image of his foot being out for him to bobble. You can't, they married images together.
And I think, and I would have to do some digging, but I believe how they're able to do that is because every camera angle, and I know this from like operating, like not nice cameras like that, but like working in TV and operating cameras, like there are, like each of the cameras have either the time of day with a continuous clock running that they're all synced to, or some sort of time to where they're all like synced to the same code. So like,
they're able to marry images. To me, that sounds like digital manipulation to fit a narrative that Goodell wants to fit in New York in his basement. So you're marrying images now?
But they're able to do that because, like, just to throw out, like, right now I'm looking at the clock in the studio and it's 19:55:25. If at camera angle A, at that time you see Pierre bobbling the ball, and then camera angle B, that same time has his foot out of bounds, that's how they're able to do it.
No way, man. That does not pass the smell test. Yes, it has to be 100% indisputable, incontrovertible evidence That don't sound like undisputable, uncontrovertible. That sounds like someone just said, that's not indisputable. If they would have said that it was not a catch, okay, but they said it was an interception. They had to stick with it. That's what I'm saying. It's their own rule. They can't change the rule at the end of the game to screw the Steelers like Adele wants to with his old Irish, Northern Irish curse.
Yeah, no, I just disagree, Johnny. Thanks for the call, because I think they're able to figure out, like, and I wasn't sure that he was getting where I was coming from. Like, all those cameras have the time codes attached to them. I'm like 90% sure. And if he made that interception at, again, just for the sake of argument, 19:56:35, and a camera angle A at that time, you see the bobble, and a camera angle B at that exact same time, while you know the bobble is going on because the other angle proved it, his foot's out of bounds, then that's indisputable evidence. And I believe that's what's going on. I don't know. 93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@93.7thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact info, potential dates, and those details you can find at 93.7thefan.com. Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread Company, Pelman Electric, and Keystone Custom Apparel. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. That's Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Temps in the 70s through the end of the week, 80s in the weekend. Get out and enjoy it because it's not going to last. Coming up to the college game we go. Pitt stinks. And we're going to talk about it with Stephen Thompson of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. They have problems. Hopefully Stephen can address them, and I'm going to apologize to him and right now, because I know Stephen's a Red Sox fan and we're getting into the nitty-gritty. His Sox are down 1-0 in the top of the 7 of the Yankees. So I know he'll stay focused, but we're taking him away from his favorite team. So apologies in advance. Steven's coming up next. We're with you until 10:35. I'm Jack Hillgrove on the Fan Evening Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.